David, do you have a practice that keeps your spirit high?
Well, it's not a practice. I don't do things like that. I have a sense of reality, which is my center of the wheel, which is that David Icke is an experience. What I call a human life is an experience, and I am what is having that experience. I am infinite awareness without form, without limit, without without the limitations of the body or human perception. And no matter what happens to me in terms of the experience, it's just an experience. And it's not what I am. If you self-identify with being human, which of course most people do, that's what they're encouraged to do, then you become the experience. And life can get very, very, very much more difficult. The experience becomes much more intense. And if it's a negative experience, much more destructive. If you self-identify the experience with who you are. So I, obviously all of us get pulled into the human experience, but if you keep that, if you like, default position that you are infinite awareness having that experience, then you can withdraw from the experience and you can observe the experience instead of being consumed by the experience. Because
Brilliant,
in the end, you know, this is just an infinitesimal fraction of infinite reality. And you can see it in those terms, in which case the power comes to you, or you can get pulled into the fact that I am human, or I am a man, I am a woman, I am this, that, or the other. The labels just keep getting smaller and smaller, in which case you will not live life. Life will live you. In other words, the program will live you. That for me is my default position, which keeps me going when life can get stressful.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. David, seeing the madness around me, I feel hopeless. Can you suggest some ways that would help me regain my trust in the future and how to act to make a positive change?
Well, I think trust in the future is trust in something that doesn't exist. There is no past, there is no future. That's just part of the program, part of the perception program. There is only the now moment. When you think of the past, you're in the now. When you are worrying about the future, you're in the now. And when what you call the future comes, you are still in the same now that you were when you were looking at the past and the future before. You know, the scale of illusion of this reality is absolutely staggering. I mean, it's actually, you know, I find it funny, the level of illusion. The thing is that, you know, life is much easier than people think. They've been told it's difficult because if you have a perception that life is difficult, then it will be difficult. My life experience has shown me that if it's difficult, forget it. If it flows and it's easy, go with it. And, you know, crucial to doing anything is the energy of intent. Intent is a very, very powerful energy. If you have the intent that you want to do something, you want to make a difference, you want to make your contribution to, whatever you choose, then that intent, if it's genuine and not just words, will draw to you what you need to achieve that intent. It will draw to you the people, it will draw to you the knowledge, it will draw to you the opportunities. What kind of spooks most people though is that even if they get that far, what life brings towards them can sometimes be what they would rather not experience. And so they drop that idea and go back and then say, well, there's nothing I can do. No. There's not nothing you can do. There's nothing that you've chosen to do. Because one of the things, the key things, the foundation thing to making a difference in the world is making a difference in yourself. The more that people can disconnect themselves from the program, the greater contribution and benefit they can be to others in the program. So, for instance, my life has not been just me researching things and writing books. That's been an outcome. Alongside that has been a endless stream of often challenging personal experiences, which have helped to peel the onion rings of programming and false perception that has allowed me more and more as that process continues to see the world clearly, more clearly and clearly for what it is. And so the researcher and the life journey of the researcher are fundamentally connected. And I see many people in the alternative media who want to do the research but don't want to go on the journey. And that means that eventually they reach a point where they can go no further because they can understand no further. Because the programs they have chosen not to deal with are blocking that further expansion into greater awareness. So what I would say to people is, I remember at the start of my journey when I was blinking into the headlights of this, a psychic was doing a reading for me and said, this is 1990 now, right at the start of it, I'm being told to tell you the spiritual road is tough, or the spiritual way is tough, and no one makes it easy. And people can get confused by, well, I'm spiritual now. I want to be spiritual, so I should be walking down leafy lanes with birds dropping on my shoulder and beautiful butterflies fluttering around my head. And what happens is all hell breaks loose in your life because what happens is life says, okay, this is what you want. This is what you need to achieve what you want. And invariably, it's a massive deprogramming operation, which can be very challenging and very, difficult. But if you don't go through that, some people call it the dark night of the soul and all that stuff. But if you don't do that, then you're not going to have the capacity to understand the world because you're still going to be in the world you're trying to understand. You can't understand this world from only being within it. You have to expand your awareness to the point where you're looking into this world as well as being in this world, because that's the only way you can see it. You can't see a picture by putting your nose on the canvas. You can only see the picture by taking steps back and seeing the whole thing. You can't do that while you're in the program, because the program is there to stop you doing that. That's the reason for it. So the sequence for me is decide what people want to do, have the intent to achieve it, and then strap in and go where it
Great.
takes you. And along with the challenges as you deprogram will come the opportunities to do what you want to do. Because they it's not that you have to completely deprogram and then, because no one does, but you have to deprogram and then you start doing things. That they're simultaneous. It's just that what you do becomes more and more powerful the more you deprogram.